Yeah, we came in mid-morning today and got a workout in, and we broke down, looked at the tape, and now they're off, and they will be returning on Tuesday for a workout, and then we'll resume a normal week on Wednesday.
It's about as healthy as you've been this late in the year in a long time?
We don't have any injury concerns other than just the normal bumps and bruises, and we expect them to pretty much clear up over the weekend.
This kind of acting the bye week, or you think it's more of a rest recovery?
Well, it's clearly. I mean, that's the object of the bye week, is to rest and recover, so that's the message, and they understand it, and they've received it, and they welcome it. I mean, this has been quite an intense couple weeks, so we'll be able to get our legs back and modify our lift and train programs. So. And get ready for the stretch.
Do you think more guys stick around sometimes in the bye week, especially earlier guys will try to get away?
I gave them this schedule well in advance. I wanted them to know what was ahead, because what happens is the wondering ends up being a distraction. And so we addressed it early weeks ago in case they wanted to travel, and that was done. Just it was stress to them, take care of it, and then enjoy it when the time comes. But it's difficult for players when they don't really know what's going on and whether they're going to get a day or two. And so I think they appreciate that. And so I can't tell you how many are going to leave or how many are going to stay. I would assume we'll have quite a few guys stay in town.
How much benefits is from a preparation standpoint moving forward out of the Browns with your next four games?
Yeah, the staff's not going to go jump ahead of Cleveland. We'll just get an earlier start, and we won't have to be as rushed as we were last week.
Even with the good start, you've been a bit reluctant to discuss, the possibilities of making the playoffs, things like that. Now, if you win your next game, you would clinch a playoff spot. Can you talk just a little bit about what type of accomplishment?
Well, I mean, our whole approach is no difference. Just win the next game. I mean, that's what it is. It's all about Cleveland. And if those things worked out, then basically we reached one of our goals. And that's everybody's goal. And so if that's the case, then you push on and you prepare for the next week, hope to achieve another one.
You push for Indy to lose this weekend just to make it even easier?
No, not necessarily. I mean, obviously those things are our control. And if I was rooting for Indy, then I wouldn't be rooting for Cleveland. If I was rooting for Cleveland, I wouldn't be rooting for Indy. So.
Do you worry at all or concern yourself at all about a false sense of security after what we blew them out, we're back, we're rolling?
No, they understand today that, the Lions are struggling, that they're lean, they've got injury issues, and, we expected to win this ball game, but we kept it in, I think, the proper perspective last week. But no, it was a good thing for us to do what we want, to win the game rather. But I think more importantly, what was satisfying or gratifying to me was that they did what we asked them to do, and they won how we sold that we have to win, and that was, with the physical play and stopping the run and running the football. And from that standpoint, we accomplished something that we set out to accomplish, regardless of the ability level of your opponent. It's difficult to do that, and we did that, and that's positive.
You think you fixed all your issues, maybe the problems that you had in the running game?
No, it's a week-to-week issue. It's a commitment. We make the commitment. We've made a commitment years ago. We make it, throughout the season. But it's, every opponent's different. This one it worked out well for us. We had some opportunities for some additional big plays that we didn't take advantage of on the tape, which obviously was made clear to them as well.
What kind of stand out did you watch tape from yesterday as far as the run game? Was it up front, open holes, or backs making?
It was everybody. It was tight ends, receivers, backs, and offensive line.
Kevin Dickerson been a nice little surprise with the way he's come on. In terms of moving up in the rotation, that since Jason's injury and playing very well?
Well, we've got – it's important that we continue to rotate our defensive linemen. So Kevin has fallen in the rotation and has been productive for us. He's playing hard, and I don't know how long that's going to last, obviously, because we sort of expect to get Jason back. But he's just another example of those guys that have stepped up when we needed him.
Dave Ball, I mean, obviously the more he plays, seems like the better he gets. I mean, that –
his playing time leading up to yesterday, what helps him be so productive?
I think he clearly benefited from the work while Kyle was out. And that work, the work on Sundays in addition to the work during the week is paying off for him now.
What does he do well other than being an effort guy?
Well, he's an effort guy. He's a smart guy. He understands, you know, formations. He understands his responsibility. And, you know, he really understands pass rushing. You know, he's not limited by any means. He understands it and he takes advantage of it.
Nick Harper, as far as coming out of the game, are you the only one that you had any concerns
about? I really don't have concerns of anybody right now. I don't think Nick's going to have any issues next week.
It looks like Lane Kiffin getting the job at the University of Tennessee. What are your thoughts on him as a coach, and how you think he may be returning to college? Huh?
Well, I've not heard that. But I'll talk specifically on what I know about Lane. I mean, I know Lane was an excellent college coach. He was involved in the recruiting out there at USC, which is probably a good job to have. Not necessarily a difficult job out there. But and then, you know, of course, Lane. I got to know Lane just in a short time here in the league, and I thought Lane was very, very prepared. I thought at the time he. He did a great job communicating. He went into a very, very difficult situation there at Oakland. I thought he handled things professionally. He certainly had that team moving in the right direction, in the opinion of his peers, and that would include me, and didn't get a chance to finish it. I think he'd be a great college coach.
Anything else?